delay. So all of that will be discussed here with the co-host, a man of steel.
Thank you very much, Willie.
Very good, guys. That's Progressive News Hour for this day. We have more news, downloadable audio, and the podcast of the Progressive News Hour about to go up at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD digital CNN headlines, then keeping it real with Will and Willie next on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
That it did not intensify as it headed towards Florida, so we're very fortunate.
Dan Mundell with the National Hurricane Center says that's the good news with Tropical Storm Ernesto. The bad news, he says, it could head back out to sea, get stronger, and then threaten the Carolinas. CNN's John Zarella in Miami reports Ernesto is not causing many problems for the city.
Folks here really breathing easier this morning that Ernesto did not do what forecasters feared it might, and that's intensify. So again, a minimal tropical storm, windy, gusty, a few sprinkles of rain here in Miami, but all in all, good news for the folks in South Florida.
Seven Marines and a sailor accused of killing an Iraqi man face military hearings that begin today in Southern California. Our Jim Roop reports live. The hearings will determine if the eight should be court-martialed.
Well, the hearing before which the soldiers will appear is an Article 32 hearing. It's equivalent to a civilian preliminary hearing or grand jury probe, and the purpose of which, as you say, to determine if there's enough evidence to bring the accused to trial, in this case, a military general court-martial. Prosecutors say the men murdered a 52-year-old Iraqi man, then planted casings, shell casings near and an AK-47 on the man's body to make him look like an insurgent. The defense contends the man was attempting to plant an explosive device when the soldiers found him. If found guilty of the charges, penalties could range from dishonorable discharge to death. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
It's been a deadly day in Iraq with 47 killed in various attacks. 24 died in a bombing at a busy market in Baghdad. The U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, says putting Iraqi forces on the front lines is crucial in making sure they can handle their own security.
Put them into the lead, still with our support. And when they're in the lead, they're responsible for the areas, and we still help them.
A Hezbollah leader says two kidnapped Israeli soldiers will not be released unless it's part of a prisoner exchange. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
18,000 fans watching one man playing comedic stardom. Dane Cook is back in a stand-up comedy event that will blow your mind.
Let's have some fun tonight.
Fierce new material.
He sneezed. I looked at him and I went, God bless you. Guy looks at me and goes, I'm an atheist.
Explosive energy.
You told your mother I was going to blow you up with a pumpkin bomb?
And even a few surprises.
We've all been with the I should get checked tomorrow-ish person. Doesn't that suck where as you're doing it, you're like, I'm getting something right now.
What goes around has come around.
It's a vicious circle.
Don't miss the premiere of Dane Cook, Vicious Circle.
I would blow you to smithereens.
Monday, September 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Are you watching?
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Call 800-953-9902.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:04 at 960 The Quake. This time we're brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Vallejo, pretty slow from the Carquinez Bridge up to 4 and kind of a usual slog. There was a couple bad accidents early on this morning that have got it bunched up a little bit worse than usual. Southbound Nimitz before Tennyson through Hayward. Bobtail truck, couple other cars crashed. Bunch of debris on the roadway. San Jose, 680 northbound of Jackson. The car overturned. Came to rest in the center divide. Tow truck will clear it out in a little while. BART on time. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge. Toll Plaza, the back up to Grand Avenue now. When's the last time you had a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World invites you to save big during the Labor Day mattress sleep free sale. You can rest easy with no payments till 2008. Just call 1-800-64-SLEEP. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. 704 on 960. The Quake, keeping it real with Will. And Willie is on. Will Durst on vacation this week. Johnny Steele filling in. You can call the boys at 866-960-KQKE. Or send us an email. We print them, reread them on the homepage. Just click on Contact Us at quakeradio.com. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Steele, good morning.
Good morning, John. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Mayor. Do they call you the mayor? Is it like the president? We have to say the mayor for the rest of your life, even though you've not been mayor for a few years?
Well, unfortunately for me, I've had two titles. So
that's
some people
true.
Say speaker, and some people say mayor. I prefer people that just will say, hey, what's that, my brother? Then I know I got to make. It's very nice to have you replace Will Durst.
Well,
he's
you.
Over in Bora Bora someplace.
Yeah.
Trying to explain to Debbie why they have been married 25 years.
Or how. Or how they've been married. I know Will and Debbie.
Hey, what are you up to these days?
I'm doing all sorts of silly things. You know, I was a comic for years. I did some radio. I did some TV. And, you know, just sort of going around in circles. You go to, if you're a San Francisco guy and you are in show business, as a lot of people know, you have to go to L.A. a lot. You make love to the I-5 or the Burbank Airport. So you go down there, you pitch projects. I do a lot of private work. You know about that, sort of speaking. It's a lot better than entertaining a bunch of drunk 20-year-old kids at the punchline. You go do somebody's corporate party and you make fun of them and you tell a few jokes. And
oh, Will's going to be very, very upset when he hears you say it's like, you know, having to do something for 20-year-olds who are inebriated. Well, Mel Gibsonite.
Yeah. My wife calls it that they like to see, those people in those clubs like to see Asian humor. I don't know if I could say this. Defecation, inebriation, fornication, that's the humor. They don't really care about what happened in the newspaper today. So
So
I like to go play for the corporate people. There's some artistic compromise. They don't always want to hear the political material, but on the other hand, they're sober, they're literate, they're tentative, they're on their good behavior, and they're... And they pay well. Let's face the facts. They pay more than the punchline will pay me for a week. They pay for one performance. So
okay. Well, we're glad that we are very pleased to have you on the show. It's always good to see you too. Always good to lay eyes on you, particularly when things are happening in the world the way in which they're happening. George Bush is still out there. Yesterday, he and Laura visited Fat Domino. Paid Fat Domino a visit down in New Orleans. Stepping out of the house, no music, no nothing. And declaring that he takes direct and personal responsibility for the federal government's failure to respond in New Orleans.
Now, what do you make of that?
Well, I can tell you this. I'm really not interested in having somebody say, I want to take blame for having killed you.
Yeah. How many? How many was that final toll on that? Quite a few.
It's quite a few, but even worse, the city is still obviously under siege from the standpoint of all of the debris and all of the bad things that really happened. It doesn't appear that there's been very much of a change.
No.
Just the photographs alone tell the story,
yeah.
Let alone all the people who were there yesterday commemorating, and I suppose saying something about the anniversary of that really tragic, tragic event and how unprepared we are for the events to be forthcoming if Mother Nature decides to wreak havoc again, as she did. And, you said we got a friend of yours coming in here earlier.
Don Asmussen.
Yeah, Don Asmussen, who does it for the Chronicle. He draws the lines for the Chronicle. And this morning, his cartoon is really fabulous. And I'm going to let you have a good time with him when he comes in, since you know him so well.
What I love about Don is he covers so many bases. This cartoon today, if you have the Chronicle in front of you, you can grab one. It's about ex-Pluto, ex-planet Pluto joining Al-Qaeda because it's so disenfranchised and has nowhere to go. show. But the thing I love about Dunn is he ties in about four or five different news stories, you know, in there. The guy who, who's this guy, this polygamous guy, downgraded to dwarf wife. You know, just all, every story, the guy, the JonBenet Ramsey killer makes an appearance. As a comic, I sort of like this. It's so wacky and crazy and everything's pulled in.
How about that story with JonBenet Ramsey, though? Isn't that incredible?
What's the story? There's so much wackiness out there. This guy, now it's in his own. He didn't do this, is what we're saying, and this DA is in trouble. What's the deal?
Well, what actually occurred is apparently this guy became obsessed many years ago with this particular case, and he communicated with a person that had been either retained or had volunteered, a professor there in the neighborhood, so to speak, who has been trying his best to make sure the family doesn't continue to be tainted and blamed for that death. This guy had become obsessed. He's obsessed, and he's communicated with the family over and over and over again, communicated with everybody connected. He learned so much about it. He could spout it off as if it was something that he had been taught in school for years and years and years. And when he got popped over in Thailand, I guess he didn't want to stay over there in terms of his conduct. And lo and behold, he drops a bombshell.
Yeah.
But the media went absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
They went crazy all over the world. He had more television cameras on him than the trial that was to be, that wasn't, for Mel Gibson. Yeah. It was incredible, amount of coverage.
Well, he's
a
wacky character. He's like the Jerry Lee Lewis. Didn't he have a couple of wives he married at 13 or 16 or something like that? Yeah, he's got a pretty wacky path, you know.
But that's what he says. You never know whether or not this guy's telling the truth.
That's true.
This guy was wined and dined, and I mean, he was played like you would not believe. Yeah. And I can imagine the book that he could ultimately do if he chooses to do a book. Although, up in Sonoma, in the Sonoma area, that district attorney now is talking about reopening a case from which he fled back in, well, I don't know, several years ago. He was arrested and was supposed to have been tried for some kind of a pedophile offense.
Yeah.
He skipped town, though.
He was a teacher in the Bay Area for years.
Many years. He was a sub-teacher in this area. And he skipped town, went away, disappeared. Well, now they may resurrect that case, and they may prosecute him. And so he may get his wish. He may end up being Spike's roommate.
up in the big house.
Up at San Quentin.
He might do a nickel in the queue, as we used to say, where I grew up out in Pittsburgh in the East Bay. He's going to end up doing a nickel in the queue if you don't watch out. Now, are there no statute of limitations on these things? When did this happen, matters?
Well, there are statute of limitations, but if you decide to run, then you stopped the statute. You told the statute.
Hold on, let me make a note of that for myself for later on.
See all this free legal advice you get it.
That's worth about $150 right there.
No, a lot more than 50 bucks.
I'm just saying an hourly wage.
Get prepared. During the course of this broadcast and the 3 hours that we do here on 960 The Quake, Will Durst always gives us a joke of the day. That's at the last hour.
All right.
The last moment of the last hour.
Right.
And it has to be a joke of the day that doesn't cost us the right to keep brought
up. I'll go through the FCC rules here first and see what I learn.
And so get it together and see if you can't come up and replace Will as a joke of the day. We won't ask you, however, to do the number where he does the burst of Durst. But then again, there wouldn't be much of a burst of Durst today because we've got so many good people
got
who will be
coming
to see us.
Mike Honda, Don Asmussen, an old friend of mine, by the way. Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Magazine, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. He's a columnist for the Washington Times, and he's with us quite often. The three of them, of course, will be bringing us some words, and then you and I will be kicking it around.
I'm going to get some more free legal advice, if that's possible, throughout the hour.
And occasionally people call us. They call us at 866-960-5753, and they don't always follow the subject matter that we're discussing at that moment.
That's fine.
They also email us, and we kind of pick and choose which one of those that we run out there and explore. The ones that are complimentary to me, I read. The ones that are critical of Will, I read. So it's balanced.
All right.
Totally and completely.
That's fine.
Kind of like what Fox News says.
Yeah,
fair
and balanced.
Fair and balanced. Right. Well, did you watch at all any of the Emmy Awards the other night?
I did not watch. I didn't know they were happening. Is this the regular time of the year that they're on? I thought they were on another time.
No.
Am I off?
No,
I'm thinking
normal.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Tonys or some other silly thing.
Yeah.
You want to talk? So what did I miss?
Well, you had a whole passel of the comedians who are on the air doing kind of straight stuff, like Stewart and a few other. Yeah, and they were very good.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's really good.
They were very, very good. And the shows that won, it was dramatically different because they have a whole new setup for the Emmys. Apparently, according to Tim Goodman, they have a different method of selecting the nominees now, one that was not agreed upon by everybody, but that's always.
They drew him out of a hat this year. Is that right? No? You don't seem like an Emmy guy. If I had to guess, I wouldn't say that you're a big TV and Emmy guy.
I'm not. I watch very little television. Yeah. I'm far too busy. But 24. You know 24?
Yes.
You know about 24?
Yes.
Everybody watches 24. Yeah. I TiVo 24.
Oh,
I get 24 in every way. I buy copies of 24. I can tell you, you know, and I'm still trying to figure out when Jack is going to the bathroom or when Jack actually recharges his cell phone or when Jack does any of the normal things people do. I'm looking forward to that occasion.
See, I don't know Jack. I have not seen
Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer is the lead guy. He actually got the award for the best actor in his show. And it's an incredible show. It's all about counterterrorism. It's what Bush should watch
now
to get some ideas on how to conduct the war.
Yeah. So that's why you watch it. You're not a big drama guy. You watch that and The West Wing, probably, and that's about it.
No, I don't watch The West
Wing.
No? I live The West Wing.
All right, see?
I live The West Wing. But 24 is really a good production.
All right, I'll have to see it.
And it's only on for like 4 or 5 months. It starts in January and it runs to May. And it goes from episode to episode. Everyone's an hour. Every scene takes you through 24 hours for the whole year.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hour by hour. It's pretty cool.
I wish I'd have come up with that.
Yes.
I wish I'd have come up.
And that's the music you hear. And when you hear that music, it means it's
time
for us to let our friend,
John
and your colleague, and your namesake, proceed to tell us what's happening in the world and to give us a little bit of traffic, a little bit of weather, and keep us kind of balanced. 866-960-5753. You call Johnny Steele and Willie Brown right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
716, here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. It was quite a rampage yesterday. One man died, regrettably. 15 people hurt. A Fremont man, who relatives describe as being very depressed and mentally unstable, drove his SUV onto sidewalks in San Francisco and Fremont, just trying to run innocent people over. The driver hit pedestrians in at least 12 different spots within the city, finally coming to rest in the Richmond, where police cars boxed in that Honda pilot and took the driver into custody. They described him as a mentally unstable man who thought the devil was coming after him. We're seeing a rash of organized labor actions this week in the Bay Area. The Quick's John Rivers reports.
Med Center workers in Concord are back on the job after a two-day walkout. Today, janitors who work for Safeway and Albertson supermarkets are going to be rallying. They're protesting cleaning companies that they allege are fighting their requests for negotiations on wage and working conditions. Now, that'll be at the morning picketing, starts at 11 at the Santa Rosa Safeway on Calistoga Road. For the afternoon picketing at 4 p.m., members of the United Stanford Workers plan to march on the university campus. They're protesting proposed benefit cuts, and they're demanding affordable health care, a living wage, and a new retirement package. Looking ahead on your picketing schedule, San Francisco hotel workers have a rally planned tomorrow.
A little warmer coastside today, sunny everywhere, Bay Area high 60s, beaches 70s around the bay, and upper 80s inland. Couple of traffic problems at the moment. Accident before Tennyson. 880 southbound has it real slow between 238 and Tennyson. It's a truck and two other cars, and there's a lot of junk on the road. They're trying to clear the cars off the city streets now. Metering lights on, back up to about Grand Avenue as you approach the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Listen on the air or online at QuakeRadio.com.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
It attacks the brain and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke. And it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
This is Al Franken. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com. Take the survey, please.
721 and 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Our number is 866-960-5753 or KQKE. Johnny Steele in for Will Durst on vacation this week with the mayor. Jeff Cooner joins us from Inside Magazine. We like to chop it up and talk politics every week with our man Jeff. Good morning. You're on with Johnny and Mayor Willie Brown.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good.
Your buddy Will Durst is in Bora Bora celebrating 25 years of marriage and trying to figure out who's going to get elected president down there.
Wow, Bora Bora, that's pretty exotic.
Oh. Yeah, Will gets to go to Bora Bora, and Jeffrey and me, Johnny Steele, have to get out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. I need better management.
What's happening in D.C., my friend?
Well, things have been fairly quiet. I mean, everybody's starting to talk about the elections here, but things are really going to heat up probably after Labor Day. The really big story is that we've been getting information here at Insight Magazine that the GOP, the congressional GOP, is now in very big trouble heading into November. Apparently, the sources are telling us that the conservative and liberal wings, or I guess centrist, moderate, however you want to call it, the two wings of the party are literally at war, political war with one another, and many GOP candidates are now actively running against President Bush. And one of the leaders of this liberal wing or moderate wing within the GOP is Chris Shays. and Chris Shays is openly running in his district, basically saying that he wants a Democratic victory in November, that he feels it's A, better for the country, B, he thinks better for himself in terms on the issues, whether it be on energy, especially the war in Iraq. Chris Shays has now turned pretty virulently against the war in Iraq. So you're now starting to get serious cracks within the GOP coalition. And I got to tell you, I've never seen this in my entire career at Washington. I've been speaking to GOP staffers, prominent GOP staffers, on a lot of these major committees in the House of Representatives. Literally, they are all looking for work. I mean, they are shipping their CVs around. Hell, they're asking me if Insight has openings.
Jeffrey, how about telling us who Chris really is? You just identified him, Christopher Shay, and you just identified him in that fashion.
He's a Connecticut Democrat, quite popular up in the Northeast. He really heads a group of these sort of Northeastern Republicans, tend to be more liberal, certainly more socially liberal, much more sort of critical on foreign policy. And this includes people like Arlen Specter, Senator Olympia Snowe, Susan Collins. The one that is really rising up, and he's getting some traction within the Beltway. I don't know how much traction he's getting outside of the Beltway, but it's Chuck Hagel from Nebraska, who was known previously as a conservative Republican, but he has become very critical of the Bush administration on a range of issues, from the NSA wiretaps to the war in Iraq. He's been critical from the beginning, but he's becoming increasingly critical. Very unhappy with the fiscal spending, the out-of-control fiscal spending by the GOP. So he's become a maverick within the party, and he has presidential aspirations in 08. He would like to portray himself in 2008 as sort of the Republican anti-war candidate.
Jeffrey, can I ask you, these guys have always had such the Republicans, a unified face. We never know what was going on behind closed doors, but it was always the Democrats. I don't belong to an organized party. I'm a Democrat and all that stuff. But these guys have always presented a unified face. Why is this happening and how is this happening?
Yeah, John, that's a very good question. I mean, really, the Achilles heel of the Democrats, I mean, I've seen it firsthand, over the last 12 years, really has been their disunity on a lot of issues. I mean, everybody's a prima donna within the party. It's basically almost a party of one. They're always squabbling. The Republicans, their big advantage was they were always very united. A lot of it, frankly, was due to Tom DeLay. In the sense that DeLay was just, a bulldog. I mean, really just ruthless behind the scenes in just cracking the whip and making sure the party stayed united on a lot of issues. And he was hated for that, frankly, by a lot of Republicans. I mean, he could be very, very thuggish in some of his tactics. With the loss of DeLay, and the key thing, there's just no getting around this fact, the war in Iraq has become so unpopular around the country that a lot of Republican members are just saying the war is killing us. Usually these elections are local. It's about local issues. But this one, the war is resonating very strongly with voters, and Bush's war in Iraq is just unpopular. And Republicans see that the ship is, basically the ship is going to hit the rocks. I mean, they see this thing coming, and a lot of them now are jumping ship.
This is the voice of Jeffrey Kuhner, who's editor of Insight on the News and a columnist for the Washington Times. He comes with us here at 960 The Quake with regularity and brings us words of wisdom about the activities in the great capital of our nation, Washington, D.C. Jeffrey, beyond the unity issue among Republicans, or I should say disunity among Republicans, what else is going on in D.C.?
A couple of other things really are going on. There is a bill, to me this is just absolutely staggering. I mean, this is one of these things within the Beltway, only within the Beltway. With the wake of the sort of corruption scandals that we've had from Abramoff to William Jefferson to Duke Cunningham, you figure that Congress would try to clean up its act. So here's an example of where you have a conservative Republican, Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, Barack Obama, a liberal Democrat from Illinois, have come together and put together a very reasonable bill, and it's called a transparency bill. And essentially what the bill says is it's a way to sort of stop all this earmarks and pork spending and really the special interests that have just come to dominate Washington. And it's a very simple reform, which just says if a senator inserts an earmark or a pork barrel project into a bill, it should go up on some kind of public database where you can see the member of Congress asking for a certain provision to be put into a bill. In other words, make it a matter of public knowledge, as opposed to the way they do it now, which is they sort of slip it in surreptitiously into the night. Well, secretly, senators have now been, you know, they don't want to identify themselves, but senators have been holding up this transparency bill from coming down to the floor for a vote. And what is just absolutely stunning is here you have, I mean, literally this out-of-control spending, where you have members of Congress, many of them Republicans, you have some Democrats, but it's really a Republican problem for the most part, really in bed with lobbyists, utterly controlled by lobbyists, basically doing the bidding of these special interests with all of these corruption scandals, and Congress still refuses to clean up its act. It is just, it's stunning. It is just absolutely stunning.
Over the last several weeks, it appears as if the Bush administration also is still a little bit confused about what it is going to do, ultimately, if the Iranians do not, on this Thursday, say, yes, we will tell you and give you everything we need on what we're doing with this new fuel. What's the reaction of people in Washington? What do they think will ultimately happen? And why is the administration so adamant about what Iran is doing with nuclear waste?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question, Willie. I mean, I think the Iran issue has now, oddly enough, and I've seen this happen for the last 3 or 4 weeks, the Iran issue, in fact, has now eclipsed the Iraq issue in the eyes of President Bush. Our sources in the White House have been telling us that Bush is now very preoccupied with Iran. He doesn't know what to do with Iran. His instincts tell him, these are sources close to the president, are saying that Bush is really convinced that Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, is a fanatical extremist who, if he does get weapons of mass destruction, if he does get a nuclear bomb, will use it not against, you know, the United States, obviously doesn't have the capability, but to use it against Israel. And Bush is a very fervent ally of Israel, and Bush is determined not to have Ahmadinejad get the bomb. And so what he is basically telling his colleagues is, in private, that he is willing to use military force if need be. Now, this is being strongly opposed by Condi Rice and people at the State Department. They think that any American military bombing campaign against Iran would be a disaster, politically for the administration. They also think militarily it will backfire, that Iran is not Iraq, that it's 70 million people, it's an ancient civilization, it has a much stronger military than even Saddam Hussein had by 2003. They just think that it will be, and it will inflame the Arab world. And so Condi Rice is working very hard at diplomatic option, but Bush's patience is now slowly beginning to run out. My sense is that you may see military action by maybe early to mid-2007. I think Bush is basically going to give this thing about another 6 months, and if he doesn't see any results, you may see America and Israel do a combined joint airstrike campaign.
So there is a division now on this question between Condi Rice and the two guys, the team, Rumsfeld and Cheney, all advising Bush. Jeffrey Gunu, we thank you very, very much. As always, keep watch, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, thank you, Willie. Great to be on.
All right, thank you. And that music tells us that we're about to let John Scott bring us up to date. What is Rumsfeld up to? Where is Cheney and Bush? Back in Texas, having coffee, I assume, with Cindy Sheehan. We'll be back in a moment.
.732, here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. I'm John Scott. The single biggest piece of the new Bay Bridge is being moved into place this morning. They started yesterday morning. It's one single piece of steel that weighs more than 1,700 tons. This has nothing to do with the Labor Day closure, just part of the ongoing construction. Moving that big piece of steel is expected to take about 40 hours, and it will probably end sometime tonight. As the clock winds down on this legislative year in Sacramento, a blizzard of bills are being passed and in some cases signed. A couple of things about your car. Parents who smoke in their vehicles when little kids are riding along could be fined $100. The Senate approved the bill this week. Governor Schwarzenegger has not yet taken a position on it. It'll go back to the Assembly. A bill imposing a $20 fine if we're caught driving without a hands-free cell phone device has cleared the Assembly. That's headed to the governor's desk as well. The Larkspur Ferry, FYI, is free this morning. It's Customer Appreciation Day. Let's check the cars now. The Grand 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This time we're brought to you by Mattress Discounters, San Lorenzo, 880 southbound before say, Tennyson, and a bobtail truck, a couple other cars crashed. It's slow from 238 down there. San Mateo Bridge in the flat section, westbound. Stall in the left lane. A guy standing outside his vehicle and arguably waiting for help. Heads up, he's there. Dumbarton Bridge, right before the 880 off. Big rig blocking the number 3 lane. And one other 680 southbound problem. Stall, number 2 lane, northbound before Sheridan. 59 BART trains on time. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to Grand Avenue. Don't miss Mattress Discounters' free box spring sale. Right now, when you buy any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at their everyday low price, you get the matching box spring absolutely free and on approved credit. You sleep free for an entire year. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Our forecast today, a warmer coast side, sunny just about everywhere. Bay Area high 60s on the beaches, 70s around the bay, upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play. All wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Video sounds pretty good right now, but I'm gonna peel that back to discover what's between the stations. It's HD radio. With an HD radio receiver, you hear a delightfully unexpected world of new music, fascinating talk, and in-depth news, all presented with crystal clear fidelity. And HD radio is free. Find out more by logging on to amazon.com/HD radio. That's amazon.com/HD radio. HD radio. Discover it.
And it's Wednesday, Thursday, my day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the rest of fun days. From now on until the very end, in our hearts, we're keeping it real.
7:38 at 9:60, The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Durst on vacation this week. He'll be back next week. Johnny Steele filling in for Will, and Willie Brown is here in the newscast a few minutes ago. Talked about among the many bills being floated around in Sacramento are this one in particular. If you smoke in your car, arguably one of the last places it's legal to smoke in the state of California, if you smoke in your ride and your little kid is riding shotgun, are you deserving of a $100 fine, gentlemen?
Johnny?
Well, first of all, I'm not a parent, thank heavens, and I'm not a smoker. But, you know, it seems odd to me, this whole parenting thing and whatnot, it seems odd to me. Now, I do a little construction work. I have some properties. If I want to move a light switch from that side of the door, Willie, to the other side of the door, I need to go down, get a permit, prove that I know how to do it, have somebody come down and look at the job. Right. If I want to add 5 kids to my family, I get to just trot out and add 5 kids to my family. It seems a lot of people out there that are parenting with absolutely no skills in the first place, is my opinion. And smoking is a carcinogen. A car is a confined environment. I say if you're too stupid to not put out a cigarette with 4 kids in your car, I would even go further. I would say if you're smoking in the car with your kids and they're eating McDonald's food. Is that a sponsor? No. I got in trouble with that in the past. Fast food that's full, has no nutrients whatsoever and is full of hydrogenated, saturated fats, then you should be pulled out of your car and whipped on the side of the road. That's my opinion. Willie, I mean,
keeping it real.
I'm watching Willie's face trying to see what tack you're going to take.
That's a burst of durst if I've ever heard one.
A lot of bad parenting going on out there, and I don't believe in this nanny guy. 3M wants to dump a bunch of pollutants into the water at night, and we want to pass a law making them stop that. All of a sudden, we're the nanny party and the nanny government. That's what you hire a nanny for. So when your back is turned, the kids don't break open the liquor cabinet and tank down a bunch of your good top shelf, you know, and have a naked pool party, for heaven's sake.
That's, you know, when I first started out in politics, I introduced a bill that would have addressed the issue of some standards for parenting. You know, you had to go through some training process.
Bravo.
And I almost ended my career.
Yeah.
You, I'm telling you, you have never heard people react so violently to anything. And I quickly shifted it to a population control, you know, recommending that you only have 2 kids.
Yeah.
Because you are correct. People have children without reference to any clear understanding and appreciation of what they're getting themselves into and what they're going to put that kid through.
Sure.
And that's why you have so many people at the end of this process doing all these bad things that they do out here on the streets because they've been exposed.
Yeah.
And so smoking just happens to be one of the stupid things that people do who have children. I don't know. Why would anybody smoke around their kids? I must tell you, I also got in trouble on the smoking issue. There was a guy out of the University of California who was rabid back in the early 80s on smoking, and he thought I was too lenient to the cigarette industry and to the tobacco world, and he said that they gave you contributions and that corrupts your judgment, etc., and that's why you're not where I am on the smoking issue. And Ron, my friend Ron Owens over at he had me on his program, and he became a reform smoker, obviously. And we never had any real fights except over that particular issue. So on the question of smoking, I say, hooray to you, you're right. People should not be smoking at all. And whether or not they should be whipped, though, that gets me a little nervous. But it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea at all.
Certainly. And laws have consequences. You know, these parents who are smoking the cars are just as likely with the new law to pull over to the side of the road in the freeway and have a cigarette on the hood, for heaven's sake. So, you know, I live in Berkeley, and I live near an adult school. And I don't know if you know this. This is a slightly different topic, but smoking is not allowed on campuses. I don't know. Now, do you know if this is a state law or a county law about that you cannot smoke on a school campus in California? Or I don't know if that that's statewide or countywide or what. But I know
it may be statewide by now. Yeah. I know that it started with school boards and with individual counties like ours here in San Francisco making their own laws, and they were permitted to do so because the state has not occupied the field, as we say, on the question of whether or not you can have local control.
Well,
but obviously, smoking is virtually unacceptable.
Yeah.
Almost there's no way you can smoke now.
Yeah.
You can't smoke in the stadium. You can't you can't smoke in the public parks. You can't smoke on the school grounds.
The interesting thing is you can smoke in front of my house, and let me tell you how this works. I live across the street from, I moved to Berkeley years ago, and I bought a place across the street from an elementary school. No smoking on that campus makes perfect sense. There are children in there. They're susceptible to the smoke. They shouldn't be influenced by seeing their teachers who are supposed to be mentors smoking. A few years ago, we have a big fight in the neighborhood because the school district of Berkeley wants to turn that into the adult school. So there's a lot of problems with that, of course, increased traffic and loitering and whatnot that comes with an adult school. But one thing we hadn't counted for in our meetings, our neighborhood meetings, was there's no smoking on a school campus. Well, no problem with an elementary school. Not a lot of seven-year-olds going to come out and light up a Marlboro between classes. Now, all of a sudden, three or four, five, six, seven, eight, 10 times a day, we have hordes of people coming out of the school and getting 20 feet away from doorways and fences and smoking. An interesting thing, there's a parking lot with about 250 cars belching toxins into the air, but they can't smoke there because it's on school property, so they come over to the neighbor's yards and smoke, and most of the neighbors are saying, hey, what the heck is this? So slightly off the subject, but just
Are you organizing the neighborhood now?
I was going to hit you up for some assembly folk that I could write and say, can there be an amendment to this law for adult schools? For heaven's sake, they're adults. Second of all, there's a parking lot with 250 cars belching toxins, and they can't smoke in that parking lot. They can't be a designated sort of lymphoma area of some sort. So slightly off the subject of should the government step in and say no smoking in cars, but just on the smoking subject, I'd have to step over smokers in my garden every morning.
Yeah, if you want to talk to Johnny Steele, you can. Call us at 866-960-5753 right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and guest host Johnny Steele. That music always tells us that it's time to update you on what's going on. Stick around. You're going to hear from Mike Honda. You're going to hear from one or two other people. And, believe it or not, a cartoonist is going to show up.
Cartoonist on the radio.
This should be interesting. Right here on 960 The Quick.
Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest in the Quake Newsroom. The Progressive Organizing Center is now ready for business. It's an idea brought to fruition by a Green Party candidate for Assembly. His name is Barry Hermanson. The center is being coordinated by Green Party and Code Pink activist Vicki Leidner. It's going to house several candidate campaigns, including Hermanson's bid for Assembly District 12 in the campaigns like Yes on 89. Also going to use the space is a grand opening party, 6 to 9 o'clock tonight at the center at 4760 Mission Street. Parts of Florida could be in for as much as 10 inches of rain from Tropical Storm Ernesto. It sloshed ashore in the Keys last night, weaker than expected, and that's great news. But there is a chance it could become a minimal hurricane again if it heads out to the Atlantic briefly and then come back and whack Russia, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Help is on the ground from Northern California. Menlo Park's urban search and rescue team and truckloads of emergency stuff has been called on and in the ground, thanks to the Federal Emergency Management Agency moving out to the region. A little warmer coast side today, sunny everywhere. Bay Area high, 60s beaches, 70s around the bay and the upper 80s inland. A couple of traffic hotspots at the moment. 280 northbound at the Guadalupe Parkway. Two-car crash blocking the two left lanes. And there's a big rig blocking the number 3 lane on the eastbound Dumbarton Bridge right before you get off on Dakota Road. Will and Willie's phone number, 866-960-KQKE, or you can use the Contact Us link on the homepage. Send us an email. Tell us what you think about the issues of the day. At 960, The Quake.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
On Sunday, September 10th, the San Francisco Zoo is proud to host the first annual Latino Heritage Celebration. Join them for a day of entertainment featuring live music by Jose Luis Orozco. There will also be dance groups, delicious foods, and unique crafts for your family to enjoy. You can even see one of their baby bears play with a piñata filled with its favorite food, or allow their zookeepers to introduce you to an animal from Latin America. All on September 10th at the San Francisco Zoo. Presented by Fisher Price. For more information, visit sfzoo.org.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
From Consumer Reports, Protection Software. I'm Ernie Sprantz. It isn't enough for a program to merely eliminate familiar viruses and spyware. To provide superior protection, a program must be able to defend against threats it has never seen before. When kept up to date, all of the antivirus programs Consumer Reports tested for the September issue can detect viruses that have been circulating for more than a few days, but they may not detect new ones until remedies are distributed. Best of the antivirus programs tested are Bitdefender Standard and Zone Alarm Antivirus. Both scored excellent in our detection tests, including recognition of viruses they had never seen. Each costs $30. When it comes to anti-spyware programs, we recommend you use two for extra protection, a free one and one for which you've paid. Of the paid programs, WebRoot Spy Sweeper is rated excellent for both features and spyware blocking capabilities. It blocked almost all of the startup and web page changes we threw at it. Its firewall also detects suspicious outgoing communications, which is unusual. Cost $25. Among the free programs tested, SpyBot Search and Destroy is very good at detection and easy to use. It can schedule hard drive scans and quarantine suspected spyware. Whichever anti-spyware programs you choose, be sure to enable real-time protection. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to hdradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com and take the survey.
Thank you, Randy Rhodes. 750 on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Don Asmussen, a political cartoonist for The Chronicle. Mike Honda later on in the show. Burst of Durst upcoming. And after 8 o'clock, Kira Phillips, an anchor on CNN, said something quite bizarre. We're going to share it with you in just a few minutes, Mr. Mayor.
And, of course, we always go to Burst of Durst at this hour, but
Will is
he isn't
vacation.
Here. And we're going to see. Let's see when we get a Man of Steel.
Well, I guess what we're going to do is dig down into the archives and see if we can find a good old Burst of Durst that works for us today. If you want to hear more Burst of Durst, as always, go to quakeradio.com and look for Burst of Durst. Here's a Burst of Durst.
It's a Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their latest specials and events. Well, the president trotted out his new mantra this weekend, which is, we don't finish the job in Iraq, and we try to leave, the terrorists are going to follow us home. And then you know what's going to happen. We'll have to walk them twice a day and feed them and brush them, and they'll need shots. And let me tell you, if they follow us home, they're sleeping outside, mister. They're not spending one night in this house. If you want the terrorists to follow us home so much, I suggest you think long and hard about it right now. Don't fool yourself into thinking this is going to be easy. Oh, sure. Terrorists are cute when they're young, but they grow up, they're just like animals. Constantly whining, afraid to be left alone because Allah is watching. It's a lot of work. It's hard work. We're going to have to work hard.
Not like the time you had that gerbil, then you had to go off to the National Guard camp, and then you came home and had to die of starvation, the poor thing, because you forgot to ask somebody to feed it while you were gone. You remember that poor gerbil, don't you? Huh? You remember the flushing ceremony? Then if you think this is going to be like that, well, you got another thing coming, young man. And that's your burst of durst for today.
And the applause, highly appropriate.
Thank you. It sounds like rock and roll applause. Thank you.
Will's always at his best when he does the burst of durst. It gives him a chance to do the commentary. And usually we put, those are only the words and views of Will Durst. Nobody else sponsors the station, period. When he does a terrible one. This was a good one. Yeah. This was a good one. It didn't offend anybody, and it's there. As a matter of fact, it's calling someone to call us. There's somebody out there who's calling us. Who's on?
Hi, this is Beverly from San Jose.
Hey, Beverly from San Jose. This is Willie Brown. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And Will's on vacation, but I got Johnny Steele here.
How do, Beverly?
Hi.
What do you want to talk about, Beverly?
Well, you know, I heard you talking about the issue about the smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think parenting should be legislated. I'm not a smoker, never have, hate smoking. My whole family did, I don't. But I don't know, I just don't think that trying to legislate parenting is the right way to go about it. I really think, truthfully, that the biggest problem with families is that we're sort of genetically designed to live in large family units, and we've been forced down into these little, you know, just two parents dealing with kids. And
Or one parent more often than not.
Huh?
Or one parent more often than not, I think now.
True. That's true. Yeah. Well, my sister went through that for a long time. Well, you know, I kind of wonder about, you know, having things like maybe classes in school or encouraging parents when they have their kids at a hospital, you know, give them literature about classes and stuff they can take or something like that. But I'm just really hesitant about trying to legislate parenting.
But, you know, what is the obesity rate among children now? I mean, whose responsibility is that? The kid really can't or isn't likely to go online and learn a lot about nutrition and exercise. Do the parent have the parents apparently, to a certain level, are failing their responsibilities? And not who should the child be subjected to cigarette smoke and be fed junk food and no one should step in? I mean, this kid's going to get diabetes. He's going to get lung disorders or infections. I mean, is there no point where we should step in and say, hey, you apparently can't do the job right? You're not skilled. I mean, for heaven's sake, in San Francisco, for heaven's sake, if your dog doesn't have a house with four walls on it, the city can come in and tell you you're not treating your dog right, for heaven's sake.
Well, I think that's absurd, too.
Yeah?
I mean, I think, you know, and hey, I do dog rescue, and I think, you know, there should be certain restrictions and stuff, but, you know, that
Three-wall house? Would that just a lean-to would be enough?
That bugs me is, you know, that you have to change the water every single day. That's kind of bizarre, but anyway.
I don't change my own water, but that's just my own personal hygiene.
No, I don't either.
My dogs are chihuahuas, you know. I just give them dirty water, and they're happy with it. What's going to happen to them? They're 12 pounds.
Food off the floor.
They do. Well, worse places than that, they eat food, I'll tell you. My dog, yeah. Bosco, you got to keep him on a short leash when you take him for a walk, or he's got some chicken bones or Lord knows what out of the bushes. So.
Well, anybody who's got a dog and a cat knows Kitty Roca, so.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to go that far this early in the morning, people waking up. But, yeah, that's what Bosco likes.
But right. You're firmly of the opinion, though, that there should be no legislation that affects the issue of parenting, right?
Well, I wouldn't say none, but, you know, I just think there's got to be, you got to be careful. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's just a thin line you cross to get to where you're just totally controlling a person's life, you know? I mean, I look at it in some ways not that different than the issue of abortion. If I have the right to control my own body, at what point do does the government step in and say, okay, you're not handling your family correctly? What is correct parenting? You know what I mean? It's kind of a...
Well, there are some laws that address... There are some laws that address the issue of safety for children.
Car seats. Because,
correct. And you can literally have your kids taken away from you,
yeah,
because you, in one manner or another, are endangering your children. So society does have some standards that they have established for safe and healthy attitudes and operations and atmospheres and environments for children.
There have been a lot of times when there was a family next to me in a restaurant, and I was hoping that someone would come in and take the children away during the meal because I was trying to eat, Willie, for heaven's sake. Kids were screaming, running around, throwing things. But yeah,
stay out of the rainforest. Go to an adult joint. Johnny, you can afford it. What are you talking about? Stay out of the kids' stores.
They bring them even to the Willie Brown upscale restaurant. You
and
see the
don't
kids.
Be using the kids' menu.
I'm trying to eat light. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to lose weight.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. And, you know, keep dialing us. 866-960-5753. Or as my friend John Scott says, it's the Quake. Right here. Every day from 7 to 10 a.m. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And the guest host of the day, Johnny Steele.
It's Will and Steely.
Yes! Will Steele, the man of steel. In just a few minutes, we'll have Mike Honda.
Stand-up comedy event that will blow your mind.
Let's have some fun tonight.
Fierce new material.
He sneezed. I looked at him and I went, God bless you. Guy looks at me and goes, I'm an atheist.
Explosive energy.
You told your mother I was going to blow you up with a pumpkin bomb?
And even a few surprises.
We've all been with the I should get checked tomorrow-ish person. Doesn't that suck where as you're doing it, you're like, I'm getting something right now.
What goes around has come around.
It's a vicious circle.
Don't miss the premiere of Dane Cook, Vicious Circle.
I would blow it in smithereens.
Monday, September 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Are you watching?
It's 2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. General George Casey, the top U.S. general in Iraq, says he thinks Iraqi forces can take over security with little help from the coalition within a year to 18 months. But he says the Iraqi government still has a steep hill to climb.
There are militias that are no better than murdering criminal gangs, and they flout the rule of law every day. And those need to be dealt with firmly by the government.
Today in Iraq, bombings around the country killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 100.
Ernesto did not intensify as it headed towards Florida, so we're very fortunate.
Dan Mundell at the National Weather Service in Miami says it could have been worse. Tropical storm Ernesto is weakening over Florida, and it has now been downgraded within the past few moments to a tropical depression. The computerized storm tracks predict it'll move up the southeast U.S. coast and into the Carolinas by tomorrow night, but forecasters don't expect it to regain hurricane strength. Hurricane John in the Pacific is threatening Mexican tourist resorts on the coast. Forecasters don't think the center of that storm will hit land, but they do say it'll come close enough to rake the Mexican Pacific coast with hurricane-force winds. Hurricane John is now a Category 4. Journalist Anthony Mills in Beirut reports Lebanon's prime minister is offering compensation to Lebanese whose homes were destroyed in Israeli attacks in the just-suspended war.
The package unveiled essentially provides for $33,000 for peoples whose homes were completely destroyed, as well as a further $7,000 for furniture.
The Lebanese prime minister also says his country would be the last Arab country to sign any peace deal with Israel. The Commerce Department has revised the figures for the country's economic output in the second quarter, and things were a little stronger than first thought. It says the gross domestic product was 2.9%. That's higher than the 2.5% in the preliminary report. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period, or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804-960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. And this time we're brought to you by the Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in San Jose. A couple of problems. 280 northbound, right before the 680 interchange. Two-car crash has the two left lanes blocked. It's actually right after the Guadalupe Parkway, but it's clogged up all the way in between the 680 interchange and the Stevens Creek. Another problem on 101 northbound between Hellier and the Lawrence Expressway. Two cars crash there. Menlo Park, 101 northbound between Marsh and Broadway. Three-car crash in between those two off-ramps. Have one lane out of service. Metering lights on back up to the A80 overpass. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and 59 BART trains are on time. At Sleep Train this week only, you'll pay no interest till January 2009 on approved credit with the purchase of any premium mattress set. Plus, you'll save big as the top brands battle it out to see who can give you the best prices. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, quakeradio.com, where a podcast of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, the first hour, is being posted as we speak, and you can get all the items and interviews from the show right there on our website. Johnny Steele filling in for Will Durst, who's on vacation this weekend. Willie Brown is here as usual. Gentlemen, the things we say when we think our microphones are off.
Hey, John, you know, I like Will a lot, Willie a lot, but...
Have any issues with him or anything?
Well, he's got this brother-in-law's control. Is this on? Is this... Hi, we're back.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were on. Is there a light that tells me we're on, or what's the deal?
Yes. Yesterday, during the course of the time that we were actually broadcasting President Bush's live remarks from New Orleans, and you would have assumed that they would have everything precisely and appropriately clear. But listen to this, which startled all of us.
There is another natural disaster. We'll respond in better fashion. Every department of my administration has looked at its response to last year's hurricanes and has recommended practical reforms, things to do to make sure that the response is better. Chertoff, Secretary Chertoff,
just a really passionate, partnership compassionate, great, great human being. And they exist. They do exist. They're hard to find. Yep.
Has expanded supplies so that they can feed up to a million people for about a week. We looked at what went right, and we looked at what went wrong, and we're addressing that which went wrong.
I mean, that's how you figure it all out.
Louisiana, we have pre-positioned supplies in advance for this year's hurricane season. The people of the Gulf Coast
Mom's got a good vibe.
At the federal level and at the state level and at the local level, we've all assessed...
What you're hearing is CNN anchor Kira Phillips talking to a girlfriend while the president is addressing the assembled in New Orleans. She has no idea the microphone's on. We actually carried this for a few minutes. Didn't we carry this for a couple minutes and then we bailed out of it because we were like, What's going on?
Yes, you did. As a matter of fact, I actually bailed us out of it. I talked over her. I proceeded to say that that's obviously not Condi Rice. Commenting on Bush's comments, it just didn't happen.
But finally, a Bush speech that's engaging and honest. Finally, something spontaneous in a Bush speech. First time ever. This poor woman. I mean, if you've ever said something like that at a party or you know when you thought you put the phone on hold and you didn't, you know how horrible that can be. But this woman did it on national news during a presidential speech. It's going to be the highlight of her career forevermore. That's the girl. That's the lady who spoke during the president's speech forever.
She's already changed her name. She's gotten a whole new identity. She's disappeared.
Yeah.
She's no longer on CNN. It's just got to be amazing. I assume that they're supposed to have the discipline. When you walk off the set, you immediately turn your mic off.
Yeah.
If you have one of these freelance mics.
One of these IMB lines, yeah.
She did.
I did television in the city for a few years over at Channel 4, and I tell you, occasionally you forget. You know, you've got an earpiece on that the director talks you through, and then you've got a microphone, and occasionally you forget when you're off to break, and you think, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick, and you see a friend in the bathroom, hey, how you doing, Willie? And then the next thing you know, oops. But at least if you're smart, only people who hear you as if in the control room, but not that it goes out over the airwaves during the actual speech. Terrible. She must have woken up the next morning with a horrible sort of a hangover of some kind. I can't imagine that.
Can you imagine? She walked back out there, went back on the set, and they told her at that moment what she did.
Yeah.
And with that, it was all over.
Yeah,
it was absolutely a basket case, and now it's in print. Yeah. Everybody, the columnists all over the country have picked it up, and they're all commented on it. And some of the things that she said were in a direct fit for Bush. It was as if she was the interpreter of what he was saying. And, you know, he actually needed that.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to see innocent people die.
I love these ridiculous statements he makes. But nobody likes to see innocent people die. Hold on. Run that back so I can write that
rarely
down.
Rarely surprised. Sometimes I'm happy.
You know, a lot of his speeches are. I know this is an easy bash, but a lot of his speeches sound like if you give a bunch of third graders half an hour and said, "Here's our topic, stay on point," and they would just say the same thing. It's terrible. Well, we don't want to see innocent people die. Well, that's what they'd say.
Sometimes I'm happy.
Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes
I'm not a smart man.
That part certainly true.
It's amazing how much fun he allows us to make of.
Yeah, as a humorist, we're going to be politically very happy to see the end of this horrible, horrible reign of terror. But on the other hand, as a humorist, you know, especially for a guy like Will Durst, who is on vacation, that's going to be a tough time. Actually the biggest problem with this guy as a humorist is there, Willie. There's so much for years during the Clinton administration. There was nothing. There was so very little. The problem here is there's so much. What do you choose? What do you open up today's paper, look in there, see the graph, the corruption from Tom DeLay to the bungling of Katrina to this war. Where do you start as a human? You need 6 hours on stage and 12 hours writing and rehearsing every day.
And Will Durst says you don't have to make it up. You can just read it straight.
You know, there's a style of joke. There's many different. I teach joke writing, and there's a lot of different styles of joke. And one is just called the true line joke. You just say the true thing, and you either put on exaggeration, you know, and you just say what he's saying, and it sounds ridiculous, and it's like I was just saying now, it sounds like a five-year-old making a speech, you know, and it does. Sometimes I feel happy.
So well, you know,
no one wants to see innocent people die.
The late-night talk show hosts all seem to have Bush down, really, really. They really have him down. They know exactly where he's going and what he's doing, and they make light of him every night. Every night you can be assured that Jay Leno will have something to say about Bush. Almost every night, you know that Letterman is going to have something to say about Bush. Late night, O'Brien is going to have something to say about Bush.
Bush has made Jon Stewart's career, I think. I like Jon Stewart. I think he's smart. I know some writers on the show. They're funny and smart. He has made Jon Stewart's career. I absolutely think so.
When you say writers, there are that many writers out there?
Sure.
Preparing Stewart? I thought that was all Stewart's own genius.
Yeah. No, he's a smart, funny guy, but no, I'd say there's 8 or 10 writers on that show, easily.
And they're signaling me to tell me that you know someone is calling us.
Yes, we got Terrell Wiener from Wiener Weiner. My eyes are going bad. From Fairfax, lovely Fairfax. How'd you do?
I'm doing good. Hi, Johnny. Hi, hi, Carol.
It's Terrell.
Hi, Willie.
Hi, Carol.
Well, you know,
wait. This voice. Thinking? I've heard this voice before.
Yeah, is it
recently?
Well, now.
Late night.
Late night? Really? No. But actually,
how are you?
I've done voiceovers before, but that's not how you know me.
I know you from the show the other night.
No.
Where?
Oh, wait, what show the other night? No.
Al Franken?
No, well, I went to Al Franken, and I was one of the winners of the tickets, and we had great seats. It was a great show. We were right there in the front row, and he really did a great performance. It was very touching and funny, and a really great audience, too. So thank you for that.
Our news guy here from the News Hour says that Al Franken sounded absolutely right on point as a candidate for office.
Yeah, right. Well, I would take him above anyone else at this point.
Wait a minute. I might run. Don't say that. You are destroying me.
Well, listen,
I still have hopes.
You said when I won last week, or the week before, actually, why I got such good tickets, you had said that you thought you knew me. And my name was familiar. And if you know me through this, you've got the best memory, Willie, that I have ever known, I think. Does the name, last name Nelson, ring a bell?
Of course.
Yes. So Catherine, Diana, and
yeah.
Laura, and I called her Mom Nelson.
Jean.
Would you guys like to fill us in on your little romance or whatever the heck's going on here? Willie, you're not supposed to use the airwaves for personal relationships and business. Don't you know it's the first rule of radio? You can get your free mattress and everything else, but you can't.
But no free relationship.
No relationship, but there's a telephone and the internet for that type of thing.
Okay.
What's it? No. So what's this all about?
Well, that was it. It was just, you know, if you know, Willie remembers me through Gene Nelson, I was Diana's roommate and many years ago in the 80s.
Yes, and Gene was a longtime employee of mine. She ran my office.
All right, well, that's a little more clear. Not necessarily compelling, but more clear.
obviously it has some absence of believability.
Yeah,
but
that's a nice way of putting
it. Thanks for calling, and stay tuned. Listen often to us. We enjoy exchanging with the Terrys of the world, the Genes of the world, almost everybody. You can reach us at 866-960-5753.
And if any of my former employees' roommates want to call in, that's the number again, 866-960-5753.
Stick around. Hear the news, the weather, and traffic.
Sometimes I'm frustrated, rarely surprised. Sometimes I'm happy. Wars are not a time of joy.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
At 9:60, the Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Could have been worse. I bet Floridians are glad it wasn't. Tropical storm Ernesto lost most of its punch by the time it reached South Florida late last night. Miami got a whopping half inch of rain. Now, Ernesto will head toward the Carolinas, and it could gain some strength. Now we have John. Hurricane John is a Category 4 storm. That's a real one. Winds between 131 and 160 miles an hour, headed for Acapulco and bringing as much as an 18-foot storm surge with him. San Francisco police continue their investigation of the attacks where a gentleman with an SUV drove crazy throughout the city, started in Fremont, sent 15 people to the hospital, and killed one person in Fremont. His relatives are describing him as a mentally unstable man who thought the devil was coming after him. One of our favorite Air America hosts was in San Francisco last night. Tom Hartman was at the Delancey Street Theater for a director's screening of Crude Impact. It's a movie about peak oil and it opens and closes with him. Screening wasn't open to the public, but many representatives from organizations like the Sierra Club and Amazon Watch were there. We put up a link for you to watch the trailer of the film and info to find out where and when you can see it. You can find it on the Progressive NewsHour page at our website, quakeradio.com. Quake traffic, South City, 101 southbound, slow from a crash. Looks like near the 380 junction, might not be right in the middle of it, but at least it's in front of it. 80 westbound after Georgia, two-car crash has the right lane blocked. Traffic backed up from the 880 overpass to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and the metering lights are on. Nice day today, a little bit warmer on the coast, not a lot of fog. What's left will clear out soon. Highs, 60s beaches, 70s around the bay, and the upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
Six. The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
820 and 960 The Quake. It's keeping it real with Will and Willie. Durst on vacation this week. Johnny Steele is filling in, coming up in a few minutes. Representative Mike Condo will join us on the broadcast. And Tom Hartman, Air America host we were referring to in the newscast, he's doing his syndicated show in the studio right next to us this morning. We're going to see if we can drag him in the studio. He's a smart, thoughtful guy. Quake listeners like him. We'll see if we can grab him in a minute. This morning's headline, disenfranchised ex-planet Pluto joins Al-Qaeda. Don Asmussen, who is the Kron's political columnist, joins us in studio with Johnny Steele, Mayor Willie Brown.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
How do, Don? We go way back, yeah, Don and I, yeah, to the 30s. We were Trotskyites. I don't know. I'm not sure. We go back to the 80s, I guess.
Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days.
And in the world of politics, you haven't made it. You don't get your Emmy, your Oscar, your Tony, or whatever, until you are in this man's pen sight. And when you're in this man's pen sight, you've got something you can keep forever. And I got to tell you, Don, I have that one that you did with Castro, toasting me and signing a cartoon. You probably have forgotten it, but I went down to Cuba.
Hard times for Castro right now. Yeah. Things have changed a bit.
Yes, I remember. I have that $100 bill that he signed that you memorialized, and I'm waiting to put it on eBay.
Oh, great.
As soon as it becomes more valuable. As long as he's alive, though, it's not terribly valuable, because he could always sign somebody else's.
That's true.
But I have the only one, I think. This morning, this is quite a coup.
Pluto, well, yeah, the problem with Pluto, I saw a lot of parallels, because, you know, what happened with a lot of Muslim youth in Paris as far as burning cars a few years ago. If you let things go for too long and someone doesn't have a future, even Pluto, I think the temptation is there to be taken by any terrorist group. And right now, everyone's just kind of like ignoring what's going on and letting Pluto hang out there.
You're in the paper how many days a week?
Two.
You're in the paper 2 days a week, and occasionally you will highlight film material in Andy Ross's column.
Yes, yeah.
With something that they're doing.
Yeah, usually I put them with no clothes on. That's the big joke with me, is I don't understand most of the political aspects that they're talking about. So I put them in contorted positions because of their ID, their logo in the paper kind of looks like they're doing a yoga thing. So I usually go that direction.
Don, as a humorist myself, I wonder, how do you go about starting this? I mean, you always have a main topic, and there's about 12 or 14 different things pulled in. In this case, of course, disenfranchised ex-planet Pluto joins Al-Qaeda. But, of course, the JonBenet Ramsey murder pops up.
Well, I figure at this point, the Colorado DA, Mary Lacey, at this point will probably try to bring anybody in to label for that murder. So Pluto, at this point, seems like somebody, a planet, who cares, that might have been involved, who knows. So I thought it was possible that Pluto, just to get attention, because of it's being thrown out of our planet group, may actually confess and be willing to confess and maybe help her out in this kind of case. I don't think it's that really that
it's
far.
It's not that far-fetched.
No,
it's far planet. We're a planet, I guess.
Oh, sure.
A far satellite. But.
And the idea of Pluto growing a beard once joining Al-Qaeda, I don't think that's far-fetched either.
And I love that your beards, too. If you can go to sfchronicle.com, I guess, or sfgate.com, you can see this and go along with us, because I think cartoons on the radio are probably a little tricky, but I love your sort of Islamic fundamentalist beard.
Yeah, it's badly rendered.
Really? It looks a little bit like a corncob pipe.
It looks like a smokestack kind of turned on its side. That's
that right?
Pretty much what it was. I think I didn't even draw anything. I think I took it from another cartoon. So that's the simplicity of cartooning. You don't have to draw well or write well, as long as you put them together.
But you have a great stamp. I mean, your cartoon I guess it's very important. It's important for a comic, too, which is why I'm not quite so successful, because I'm all across the board. Not more successful. It has a real stamp on it. I mean, you can see this from across the room.
Yes, I use bright...
Which is how I read it, generally.
Bright reds and bright yellows is the secret, Jeremy.
No!
If you write... just do the McDonald, the Ronald McDonald costume when you do stand-up, and you'll probably...
I didn't mean the colors. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it looks at first it looks real, almost like a real headline, and then of course you're mixed in with that are these crazy little bizarre.
I try to do graphics and photos.
I don't want to say crudely drawn, but how would you describe? I don't want to say crudely.
Well, the thing
drawn,
is, some people like cartoons, some people like photos, some people like reading. So I try to combine as many things as possible to get every aspect, every type of reader we can.
I like the title, Bad Reporter.
Yeah. Well, it was a Jason Blair tribute originally when I started.
When you started
Stephen Glass and all those guys, because they were getting more publicity than good reporters. So I figured I'd had a chance if I went.
And then where did you come up with the motto that's under that?
The logo? That's supposed to be kind of me at one point, but I don't draw likenesses well. So I just left it there because I used to use it in the old San Francisco comic strip when I started that years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say,
so
this
it's just a crossover.
This didn't used to be Bad Reporter. This was SF Comic.
SF Comic, and then I made it more national, and then we got syndicated by Universal, so it turned into a more national.
And I will vouch really that this caricature here does look a little bit like Don 5 years ago. He's gone more for the military era.
I've cut my hair. I've shaved my head a little.
He's got a little sort of military cut going now.
Well, it looks too clean cut to be doing this.
Because of the war. Well, I'm trying to be respectful.
Respectful?
Yeah, to the war. Yeah.
I think you cut your hair since you did that call, that cartoon about Newsom and all that oil. And
grease. Well, I still think it could, save us a lot of money on using oil from other countries. But, I mean, it's about whether Gavin's going to be, he's too busy dating other people right now.
Don, have you ever, as a comic, you get your feedback right away from the audience?
Yes.
Especially when it's not good feedback, right?
Yes.
But I know you get that as well, probably via mail. But have you ever had anybody that you've mocked in your column bump into you in a restaurant or a bar?
Live? As opposed to email? Sure. Well, what happens is you get an email saying that I know where you are, I know where you work, and I'll be waiting outside. So I sometimes meet people outside the building, which is not always the best
not a good
situation.
Idea. Yeah.
But you know, they always end up being you know, even less friendly than you expect.
Really?
So, you know, oh, yeah.
They don't have a time to cool, calm down, and...
No. Email is so instant that you figured the anger will finally...
Yeah, that's the thing about email. It takes nothing to write a quick, send off a quick angry message.
But usually these people are very specific about something. Like, if I made fun of Barbara Streisand, they're very angry about a joke about Barbara Streisand, and those kind of people are just obsessed about a certain celebrity.
Yeah.
Stay angry all day. So, usually.
All the way for the Muni ride, right down.
I mean,
down
I got angry
office.
Email this morning from a polygamist of some sort, which you never expect when you make fun of something, that you'll get an email from someone who's doing something that's so obviously crazy.
You mean Overwife number 10?
Well, no. I mean, I did a parallel to the planets, right? And I figured a polygamist, especially this guy from Utah, he has like 40 wives or something like that, they said. I mean, I figured the farther out they go, I just compared it to the planetary situation, where maybe one of them would be downgraded to a dwarf wife if they're not quite as big as one of the girlfriends that's nearby.
I'm surprised you haven't had calls from dwarfs as well.
Not yet. It's still early.
They can't reach the keyboard.
Little
but as soon as they can find a stool, you're in trouble. All right.
Disassociate me from this dialogue. I am recognizable.
Sorry, Willie. We're slumming a little bit today for you.
Yes, you are.
All right, where were we?
We were talking about polygamy. The other thing I stripped last week I did was about YouTube, and I thought maybe religious, you know, gods and prophets would be, if YouTube had existed back when Jesus was saying stuff, maybe we would have some proof on what these guys were really saying and stuff. So that's a strip I had done where YouTube posts a video of Jesus slamming gays. And then you'd get, you know, it would force gods and prophets to watch their words, and then people wouldn't base religions on them that maybe are a little, you know, goofy.
Have you done a book? Have you compiled many
of Bad Reporter?
Yes.
No, I do have a book that's out right now, though, that is a political parody of an election that just came out this month.
So really?
If I can mention it.
No wonder you never call back. You're so busy writing stuff.
Andrews McMeel. Now, it's called Dog versus Cat, A Nation Divided.
Oh, look at that.
And it's a parody of a Bob Woodward book, like The Choice, when Bob Dole ran against Clinton. And it's using, I did some research and I found out the only books that really sell have cats and dogs in them. So I changed all the people to cats and dogs, and now it's just an Animal Farm Orwellian book about an election that goes bad between cats and dogs.
Right. You know how well Miss Barbara Bush did with her, what was the book, Millie?
The letters?
The first Bush administration, a book about the dog.
That was so
written,
cute.
Wasn't it written from the dog's point of view?
From the dog's point of view.
Yeah.
It was ghostwritten, though, supposedly.
Yeah.
Where can someone get a copy of your book if they want?
It should be available in all stores, Amazon. It's out everywhere. It's a national book, so it should be available in any local bookstores.
That's a good rendering of a German Shepherd, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Or is it a poodle?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
It's about
to confuse the two. That's
it's about
joke.
The dogs are the Republicans and the cats are the Democrats, and obviously the dogs are the war on squirrels is the big problem in the book for the dogs. Things are going out of control. They're not really defeating the squirrels and the cats. Much like John Kerry, the cat Mittens, who is running for president, hides under a bed the whole book and won't answer questions on anything. There's a lot of perils.
You're probably going to get some heat from Democrats about them being cats. Is that something about how you can't herd cats?
Yeah, but
and all
if
of
when
that?
Democrats are mad at you, they don't do anything. They just hide under a bed, so it doesn't even matter.
We might form a group. Of
yeah,
some
well,
sort
maybe.
And,
yeah,
and get some research on the matter.
By 2008, you might be attacking me. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
All right, and done.
Mm-hmm.
When we see one of your cartoons in the newspaper, one of the two times a week you publish, is this the only one that you do? You start with one and you finish, or do you just select from a collection that you've done during the course of the week?
I just write jokes all week, and then I try to collect the best. Each strip has like three panels, and there's usually three or four jokes in each panel. So I have to write about 30 jokes, you know, and then just kind of whittle them down from there and get the two strips out of them. So it's always like, you know, write down a million things. And
what do you do?
And I also have to do more than one because I'm syndicated, and sometimes I'll do a local issue, so I have to do a national issue for the syndicate. So there's a lot of jokes.
You have to explain Pluto, for example, if this runs in the South?
In the South, they don't. Yeah, well, they get confused. I did a totally different version.
Why is that Disney dog being downgraded?
It shows up at the White House, not just the South.
Yeah, it gets pretty confusing.
You ever drink when you cartoon?
I do not drink.
Just wondering. You know.
In case my bosses are listening.
I was just reading about Charles Bukowski, the writer. He would pop off.
Oh, Matt Dillon's playing Bukowski now, huh?
I'm a little Bukowski fan.
They always beautify people a little bit for movies, don't they?
Matt Dillon as Bukowski.
He looks a lot like him.
He looked more like Ernest Borgnine after a motorcycle accident, but he ends up looking like Matt Dillon when Hollywood's done with him. I can't wait to make a movie of me.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Called Where'd He Go Wrong? The Miramax films coming up. episode.
And who will they cast in the lead role?
Depends on how kind that Kusher guy. That's Dayton Demi Moore.
Austin, whatever.
Martin. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He'd play you.
Yeah. I never dated a woman 20 years older than myself, though, so that'll work.
All right. You hear the music. And we'll be back shortly. We're going to let you know what's happening in the world right here on 960 The Quake. You can call us at 866-960-5753. Now, the lovely voice, John Bradley Scott.
At 9:60, The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Relatives of the driver blamed for that hit-and-run spree throughout San Francisco are describing him as a mentally unstable man who thought the devil was coming after him. 15 people ended up being hurt and one man killed in yesterday's tear through the city. Two gay rights bills have reached the governor's desk after some obviously heated debate in the legislature. One would ban school textbooks and teachers from adversely reflecting on people based on who they sleep with. The other would allow domestic partners to file joint tax returns. The governor has until September 30th. The U.S. Census Bureau says San Jose has the second highest income in the country compared to other large cities. The Bureau reports the median household income last year in San Jose was just under $71,000, putting it just behind the very wealthy suburb of Plano, Texas. 8:32, let's check traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This time brought to you by Raging Waters. Two-car crash in San Jose, blocking the two left lanes on 280 northbound. Looks like it's around Stevens Creek. 101 northbound between Hellier and Lawrence, real slow from a two-car crash through there. Two cars crashed. Highway 4 westbound after Railroad. In Vallejo, looks like it's all twos this morning. Another two cars. And unfortunately, slow lane blocked at El Portal Drive. Going to be slow from 29 all the way up past that. Metering lights on. Traffic backed up from the 880 overpass as you come up to Baybridge Toll Plaza. It's slow and stop getting across the upper deck into the city, but no major problems reported. You'll pick up your summer when you pick up a coupon for $6 off Raging Waters general admission at your local Little Caesars. So come on out to Northern California's largest water park, Raging Waters in Lake Cunningham Park, San Jose. Now open weekends. Hurry, offer ends soon. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Bay Area weather today, mostly sunny, just light fog on the coast, a little bit warmer. We'll call it mid-60s, 70s around the bay, upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Air America's Tom Hartman coming up on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Representative from California has the floor. 8:38 at 9:60 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Will Durst on vacation this week. Johnny Steele filling in. Willie Brown is here, and he was just sitting next door to us. We thought we'd drag him in here for a couple minutes. One of our favorite Air America hosts. Does a local morning show in Portland, and then he's syndicated by Air America. And Quake listeners love Tom Hartman, and we thought, let's have him in here. Tom, if you can grab that mic right there.
But just before Tom. Just before Tom comes on, let's say goodbye to the man who says, dog versus cat, a nation divided.
Don Asmussen.
Yeah, bye-bye, guys. And yeah, look for the book out there if you guys see it in the bookstores.
And if not, I'll be happy to lend it to you for a fee. I took the only copy he brought into the studio. I'm the custodian and the librarian. Don, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
See you, Don.
All right.
That's a great book.
Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Willie. It's great to meet you. It's a pleasure and an honor.
I was absolutely shocked. I just walked outside, and you were up some. I'm Tom Harbin now. Oh my God!
No, I'm going. Oh my God! It's Willie Brown.
So what would you be doing here? What's going on?
Well, it's. I think I need to get an apartment here because over the next 3 months, I'm going to be here for the San Francisco Green Festival. I'm doing a bunch of book signings in September, October. In fact, we just printed out the list, but I don't have it here, so I don't know where, it is, where and when. And it's on my website over at tomharbin.com. And we got a new book out, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What You Can Do About It. And last night there was a movie called Crude Impact that they just did the director's screening. It's not in general release yet, and I'm in the movie, and so they invited me to come down and see it. So that was a hoot. It was great.
And the movie is about?
The Peak Oil.
Yeah.
CrudeImpact.com, I think, is their website.
And so
I know there's a link to it off Quake, what is it, QuakeRadio.com?
Quake Radio, look at you.
There you go. So check it out.
And we're well past peak oil, I guess, is the deal.
Well, it depends on what part of the world you're looking at, but it looks like
Mexico and America.
Yeah. And increasingly it's looking like the Middle Eastern countries are as well, that you go back to the 80s and there was a rule change that said that the amount of oil that an OPEC country can produce and sell is a fixed percentage of their known reserves. And within a year of that rule change, all of the Middle Eastern countries doubled to quadrupled their known reserves without a single oil engineer involved.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, gee, we'll just change the numbers here. We've got more oil.
And even beyond that, we don't have a great relationship with the folks in the Middle East with whom, under whose sand our oil appears to be. So
when you're driving alone, you're driving with Osama.
As if you're driving a Hummer alone, you're driving with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
And you're going to do your show from here today?
Yeah, the National Air America show, yeah, starting in 20 minutes, assuming we can get the connection to the studios in New York. they're working on that right now.
All you have to do is call the White House. Tell them, get their feet.
Just ask Alberto.
Use that lady from CNN's mic if you get in trouble.
Oh, man, wasn't that a tragedy? Years ago, I used to teach advertising, marketing, communication stuff, you know, for corporations. And there was a guy, Dave, I'm not going to say his last name on air, who was teaching with me. And we'd wear these wireless mics. And because it was corporate, these corporate workshops and corporate centers, probably 100 people in the room, and I, you know, well over half of them were women, and we're in the bathroom, and Dave has not turned off his mic, and a couple of guys are in there, and one of them comes up to Dave and says, "Did you see the honkers on that babe in the front row, you know?" And they get into this conversation, and we walk back into the room, and we walk in the room, and there's like this stunned look, you know, the entire, because it'd been coming out of the speakers in the ceiling at like 100 decibels, you know, Man, I can really. I have such empathy for Kira Phillips.
What about the lady in the front row?
Will you stop? You know, it's always going to be a great story.
She was looking good.
It's always going to be a great story.
She was.
Really? It's always going to be a great story when you say, "I can't tell you this guy's name," but.
Right.
And then you go on and tell the story.
But I, you know.
You're right on it.
Yeah. Yesterday, Louise, my wife. Played that for me. It came on just after we got off the air, and she said, "You got to see this." And she's like, "Remember when that happened to Dave?" I'm like, "Oh, boy, do I remember!"
Wonderful.
She's got to be that. That's like the bad dreams you have, you know, about being naked in public kind of stuff. I mean, that's just it. I have so much sympathy, empathy. I don't know. I mean, that poor woman
couldn't broadcast for the rest of the day. She had to have been.
She's got to be sitting somewhere with a bottle of Valium and a pint of Jim Beam. I mean, I just can't imagine.
Well, I just can't imagine. So I guess we should not talk about her the whole time. So tell us more about this film. And it was a private screening, right? So just tell us real briefly about when and where we can see it.
Well, it's a documentary, so they're going through the whole thing of getting it into the film festivals and getting distribution and everything. So I'm guessing it's going to be probably 6-8 months, something like that. I frankly don't know. But the stuff that's coming up that we're doing right now that's you know, real and happening is this new book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, that just hit the bookstores this week, and it's already number one on the Paul's list, and it's climbing up on Amazon, showing up on bookstore.
Yeah, I've seen the figures recently somewhere, I don't know, online or in a newspaper, and it's just the poor, they've lost ground, the middle class has lost ground, but the wealthiest, like 3%, it's just an incredible gain.
Yeah, it's an explosion. And the point that I make in the book is that there are two groups who are working on this. There are basically the thieves. You know, there are the folks who are saying, "Hey, you know, here's an opportunity. Let's make out from the middle class, which is providing most of the economic engine of the United States, and basically the rich getting richer." But the group that most people are unaware of are really kind of the Grover Norquist bunch, the true believers,
the drowned government in the bathtub crowd.
Right, and you go back and you read their writings from the 60s and 70s. The 60s and 70s were the peak of the American middle class. Literally in the history of the United States, the middle class in America was never larger, was never more powerful, and was never wealthier than during the 60s and 70s. People didn't have to worry about finding a good job. They could blow off work for a day and go show up at a protest. Kids didn't have to worry about getting thrown out of school because you could get free college education or pretty damn cheap. I mean, it was
community college in California was originally free.
My wife worked her way through college working as a waitress in a Howard Johnson's. I worked my way through college in radio. I mean, you can't do that anymore.
Oddly enough, I went through college and now I work at a Howard Johnson's.
There you go.
I should have gone to a better school.
But what these guys did is they looked at all this social protest. They looked at African Americans saying, "Hey, we want equal rights." They looked at women saying, "We want to participate in the dialogue." They looked at students saying, "We don't want to be shipped off to Vietnam," right? You know, all basically the disenfranchised portions of America standing up and saying, you know, "We want to be part of this whole thing too." And that was the middle class. I mean, that's what the working people in America standing up and saying, "We want the middle class to be strong." And they looked at this and said, "Oh my God, this is social order coming unraveled. This is a bad thing. We can't have a strong middle class because these people speak out. And they challenge the institutions of power. We can't have people challenging the institutions of power." And so, really starting with Reagan in 1980, there was a very serious, very careful, very calculated decision made, And some of it came out of Leo Strauss's writing. Some of it came out of, you know, a whole lot of other folks to basically take down the American middle class.
Was the firing of the PATCO folks one of the first things
that was the
Reagan,
first shot.
Reagan did when he came in office, got rid of all the air traffic controllers?
First shot out of the gate. And because the thing, one of the things that maintains the middle class is unionization. Mm. I mean, the fact of the matter is a middle class, just in quotes, a middle class is not a normal thing in a laissez-faire, you know, free market economy.
And it didn't exist even in the United States really up until any huge...
There were two periods of a strong middle class in the United States. The first was roughly the first 40 years, maybe 20 years before and 40 years after the founding of this country. And that was a middle class that was basically based on free land stolen from Indians and slave labor. And then we had a second middle class that started in the 30s and came about as a result of Roosevelt interfering with the marketplace. Yeah. Because the simple fact of the matter is, if you have a, quote, free market in a, quote, flat world, you will have a small ruling class, very, very wealthy, small mercantile class, you know, a very, very tiny middle class, and a whole lot of working poor. Mm. And that's what's normal. If you want to have a middle class, you have to create it. And it requires government intervention to make it happen.
It's a bit like a game of Monopoly. If nobody intervenes, and imagine if one guy controls the dice and starts with two-thirds of the properties.
That's right. That's right. So that's what the book's all about. And that's what I'm talking about these days.
And the title of the book again, Tom?
Screwed! The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class. In fact, we've got a blurb over on our KPOJ. It says, Get Screwed by Tom Hartman.
Thank you very much. Stopping by, Tom.
Thank you, Willie.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be.
Please have a good broadcast. I hope the U.S. government will facilitate your contact to New York electronically.
I'll say
stick around, everybody. John is going to tell us, and that's Scott in this case, what else is happening in the world. What does Rumsfeld, what does Cheney, and all that crowd say about somebody like Tom Hartman?
It's 8:48 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest in the Quake newsroom since Willie introduced it. Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and George Bush are not nice people. Next. We're seeing a rash of organized labor actions this week in the Bay Area. The Quake's John Rivers reports on the calendar of events.
John Muir, Med Center workers in Concord are back on the job after a two-day walkout. Today, janitors who work for Safeway and Albertson supermarkets are going to be rallying. They're protesting cleaning companies that they allege are fighting their requests for negotiations on wage and working conditions. Now, that'll be at the morning picketing, starts at 11 at the Santa Rosa Safeway on Calistoga Road. For the afternoon picketing at 4 p.m., members of the United Stanford Workers plan to march on the university campus. They're protesting proposed benefit cuts, and they're demanding affordable health care, a living wage, and a new retirement package. Looking ahead on your picketing schedule, San Francisco hotel workers have a rally planned tomorrow.
Lawmakers have revived several stalled flood control bills, pledging yesterday to blend them into one big bill. It would require cities and counties to share liability with the state in areas protected by new levees, very timely with the Katrina anniversary and the New Orleans levee failures. This particular bill would exclude a proposal strongly opposed by the building industry that would increase flood protection requirements in future subdivisions. Quake traffic. Two-car crash has a real mess on 101 northbound near Yerba Buena Road, back up between Hellier and the Lawrence Expressway. Pittsburgh crash on Highway 4 westbound after Railroad. Two cars, two left lanes blocked. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, back up from the 880 overcross. Quake weather today, light fog on the coast, highs in the 60s, 70s around the bay, and a little bit warmer today than yesterday, inland with highs in the upper 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
18,000 fans watching one man playing comedic stardom. Dane Cook is back in a stand-up comedy event that will blow your mind.
Let's have some fun tonight.
Fierce new material.
He sneezed.
I looked at him and I went, God bless you. Guy looks at me and goes, I'm an atheist.
Explosive energy.
You told your mother I was going to blow you up with a pumpkin bomb?
And even a few surprises.
We've all been with the I should get checked tomorrow-ish person. Doesn't that suck where as you're doing it, you're like, I'm getting something right now.
What goes around has come around.
It's a vicious circle.
Don't miss the premiere of Dane Cook, Vicious Circle.
I would blow it in smithereens.
Monday, September 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Are you watching?
On Sunday, September 10th, the San Francisco Zoo is proud to host the first annual Latino Heritage Celebration. Join them for a day of entertainment featuring live music by Jose Luis Orozco. There will also be dance groups, delicious foods, and unique crafts for your family to enjoy. You can even see one of their baby bears play with a piñata filled with its favorite food, or allow their zookeepers to introduce you to an animal from Latin America. All on September 10th at the San Francisco Zoo. Presented by Fisher-Price. For more information, visit sfzoo.org.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
The Daily Tribune Classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one-bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCRAF.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
8:53 at 9:60. The Quake. Representative Mike Honda coming up in a few minutes. But first, we have What Would Willie Do? This is the portion of the broadcast where one host asks another host a question, and the other host says, I'll tell you what I'd do. It's What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake. Johnny Steele in for Durst today. We'll get that plug in for your show in Mill Valley here in just a second. But you would like to pose a question to the mayor, and we'll all hang back for his insightful analysis.
Now, this can be political in nature, or need not be political, and need to be a what are my guidelines and parameters?
The only limitation is don't do anything for which I will bill you.
I already got free information in the 7 o'clock hour.
I know. That's why I'm telling you. I'm warning you now.
What would you do? What would Willie do? All right. Well, let's tie it into our earlier theme. We had some emails and some phone calls on the smoking thing. I don't know if this is exactly along the lines of the game here, but sure, all right. So you are getting out of your vehicle to go to a lovely evening dinner somewhere in San Francisco, and you see parked next to you at the light traffic light at an intersection, a guy's got a toddler in the back seat and a baby seat and an infant in the car, and he and the wife are smoking, and the windows are rolled down only a couple of inches, so the car is full of smoke. But since the windows are rolled down a couple of inches, you could certainly comment on their behavior if you so wanted to. What would Willie do?
Well, it would frankly be based upon how eager I was to get to my date.
Those kids helped me
down. If it was the lady in the second row,
the aforementioned...
I would ignore. No, we are just now beginning to address the issue of what happens in your own private world when you smoke. We've taken smoking out of the public world, out of the restaurants. We've taken it out of the parks. We've taken it out of places where people congregate. We've removed it from the possibility of church. We've even come to the point of which, in a place like Davis, you can't even smoke on the streets, which might interfere with someone else. We're just now getting to the point where we are addressing the issue inside of your car and inside of your home. And that issue has to be addressed. I would honk my horn and call to the attention of these two uncaring, ill-suited parents. If they are, in fact, the parents, they could, in fact, just be the sitters. And if they are just the sitters, I try to get them fired. If they are the parents, I'd really try to get them fired. I'd take their license plate number, and I'd turn them in to the smoking police.
Now, this is a California thing largely, though, because of these laws, right? Because I've been out. If you've ever been to the South, they have, I used to joke, they have smoking sections and more smoking. That's basically what they have at anywhere in the South. So this is, aren't these largely California rules and laws? These, you can smoke in a bar.
California is the most militant on the issue of anti-smoking, but the issue has taken off all over the country, yeah. All over the country, even in Vegas now, there are some limitations imposed upon people who, in fact, smoke. And the brothels.
That's neat the way you pretend like you can't pronounce it.
Yeah, I know. I wanted you to help.
These brothels, or whatever they're called, that the people are familiar with out there. Brothels? I'm not sure. What's the emphasis? Brothels?
Either way, they do tolerate smoking, but even there, they're beginning to readdress the issue. So you know things are really becoming complicated.
We got some email. We got
all
some
over
email.
The country.
You can send email to Will and Willie, in this case, Steel and Willie this morning. You send emails to, what's the email address? I don't have it. Well,
I will take the opportunity to interject.
Step in.
Go to the Contact Us link. It's on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com, okay. And it goes right to it.
That's why I couldn't find it. Somebody writes in, her name is Linda, and says, Johnny, you're right on this one. Parents today have no skills. It's about time. She says that you have to have a license to have a dog, for heaven's sake. And to procreate and to have kids, there's very little regulation, says Linda. So,
she's as a matter of fact, in San Francisco, someone proposed that you not be able to own a pet, that you really would be designated as the guardian for the pet, subject to really severe regulations if you didn't discharge your duties of guardianship correctly.
Was that when you were here in town?
No. I was not in charge when they were going in this route. I was busy building ballparks and other kinds of things. All right. You know that music means that we're at the top of the hour. And at the top of the hour, you always get brought up to date at John Bradley Scott, a man who gives you the best news coverage between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. every morning, right here on 960 The Quake. Stick around. Congressman Mike Honda is going to be joining us, and a man of steel replacing Will the Durst. It'll all happen right here on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Ernesto loses steam, but John looks mean. Ernesto's over Florida and has been downgraded to a tropical depression, and Richard Nabb at the National Hurricane Center says even after it moves out over the Atlantic again, it shouldn't regain too much power.
We think the chances of this becoming a hurricane have gone down so low that we don't need the hurricane watch anymore, but we do have that tropical storm warning up for northern portion of east coast of Florida all the way up to Cape Fear, North Carolina.
But Nabb cautions that once the storm gets into the mid-Atlantic states, it still could dump lots of rain, so flooding is something to watch out for. Now, in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico,